Hi, I'm Vivian Williams with headlines from the Mayo Clinic News Network. Here's some news about colorectal cancer. Most surgeries for colorectal cancer are done on people older than 65 because most cases happen later in life. Well, researchers from the University of California Irvine School of Medicine say older patients have worse outcomes after surgery than younger patients. Now, the researchers looked at trends in colorectal cancer over about 10 years. That's more than 1 million patients. And they found there are improvements in mortality, but elderly people continue to have more complications after surgery. Now, surgery can be a curative treatment, and this study was published in the Journal of the American Medical Association. Now, what do smartphones have to do with cardiac rehabilitation? Mayo Clinic researchers say lots. They found cardiac rehab patients who used a smartphone app to track measurements such as weight and blood pressure had greater improvements in those risk factors, and they were less likely to be readmitted to the hospital within 90 days than those who didn't use the app. Here's Dr. Jay Widmer.
We ask the patient to log in approximately every day or every other day. They'll input their weight, blood pressure. We ask them to record their physical activity minutes and their dietary information. They're also able to look up different educational components such as physical activity tips, diet tips, recipes, and ways to really incorporate a healthy lifestyle after their heart attack. Well, I think it reinforces the importance of cardiac rehabilitation to patients after they have a heart attack. And patients should also know that there are multiple different versions of cardiac rehabilitation, and this is just one more in the technological age that we can provide patients. Hopefully, we can extend the reach to rural, underserved populations and improve secondary prevention of cardiovascular disease.
And in other news, you may have heard that eating too much fried food is bad for you. Well, research from Harvard shows the adverse effects of fried food may vary depending on the genetic makeup of the person who eats them. They found people with a genetic predisposition to obesity are at a higher risk of obesity and related chronic diseases from eating fried foods than those with a lower genetic risk. They say if you have a genetic risk of obesity, it may amplify the bad effect of fried food. But they say their findings suggest that the genetic risk of obesity could be improved by changing your eating habits. Now, this was published in the British Medical Journal. And that's a look at headlines from the Mayo Clinic News Network. I'm Vivian Williams.